Well, hello and welcome to Failing Up. Thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful, wonderful musical introduction. This is Tim Maher uploading this podcast on 9/11/21, recording in the basement located on the shores of the Seneca River that feeds into the mighty Lake Ontario, going way up into the St. Lawrence Seaway, out into the Atlantic Ocean and out throughout the entire world. Or if you make a left, you can go right over to the beautiful city of Toronto, take a stop at Buffalo, see Niagara Falls, and I guess the Bills are playing this weekend as well as the NFL kicks off its season, and we've had our first week of college football. Autumn is in the air, summer is over, and this is the weekend, this is the day, 9/11/2021. 20 years since the attack on the United States of America, where two airplanes took down the Twin Towers in Manhattan. One airplane flew into the Pentagon, and then another plane was on its way to Washington, either to the White House or the Capitol, when the heroes of that flight overtook the hijackers and crashed the plane into the fields of Pennsylvania. This day, if you were alive when 9/11/01 occurred, it's a day that everyone remembers. It's where you were, what you were doing. It's a day that I remember growing up, and people would say, "You know, where were you when Pearl Harbor happened?" Well, I wasn't born when Pearl Harbor happened, but people would say that. You know, "Well, where were you when Pearl Harbor happened?" And I think, you know, just looking at a lot of the posts on social media, individuals are reflecting where they were when 9/11 occurred. I was actually boarding an airplane in Syracuse heading for Boston, just about to step on the plane, and the flight was canceled. I never even ripped my boarding pass. I still have it. And I was working for Syracuse University at the time. And then we went to back to the university and realized what was occurring as the attacks unfolded. And it was a time that brought a nation together, tragedy that brought a nation together in a way that you're brought together through tragedy. When you're in a family or you're in a group of close friends or colleagues and a tragedy occurs, you tend to seek comfort through that commonality. And that commonality in this case was the fact that just a tremendous, unfathomable loss of life. Loss of life on every imaginable level, from innocent, all innocent, but from individuals just going to work to the heroes who arrived to try to rescue them and save those individuals, to the individuals going into the Pentagon to protect our country, and to those who became heroes by stopping the third attack, on the second on Washington, the third on the country. And when I think back on 9/11 and from the reflections that I've been reading, there is this commonality. It's a solemn commonality, but it's everyone is sharing where they were, and you can hear, you know, you can hear the sense of still shock and the pain and the sorrow of those tragedies. And I can't even imagine the families who lost individuals on 9/11. And then 9/11 shaped and changed the way we looked at the world, the way that we traveled, the way that we became a little more vulnerable than we once were on 9/10/01. You know, there was always a sense that you weren't vulnerable if you were in the continental United States of America. You know, we were protected by the oceans and distance and all of those things. And everybody, you know, you grew up in the Cold War era and nuclear attacks and nuclear arms races. And nobody ever imagined that the country would be attacked by commercial airliners that were overcome. And that sense of vulnerability and how leaders stepped up, no matter what party you were affiliated with or who you voted for or who you didn't like in office, especially after a contentious presidential race, it didn't matter. What mattered is leaders really came out and led. And individuals who, during that time, even Congress and the Senate singing on the steps of the Capitol. And I went down to New York in Manhattan probably about, I was in early October of 01. I was going down to New York, and I had the opportunity to go down, and I did see, I got pretty close to ground zero, as close as I think you could get. And it was eerie, and it was really quiet, it seemed, and it was dusty. And I stopped by a fire station on the way. I was in the city, it was on 7th Avenue, and there was a firefighter standing out front, and I walked over, and they had the black bunting, and I went over and shook his hand and said, "I'm so sorry for your loss," with the pictures of those individuals from that firehouse who died in 9/11 were right there. And I told him, so my grandfather was a tillerman up in Syracuse, and he said, "Oh, we don't have many of them anymore." And I just broke down and crying, and here's this man who lost all those people comforting me. Some goofball on the street in New York. But in any event, 9/11 changed the way we travel, changed the way we fly, changed the way we look at things. And in many ways, for that time, a country came together to hold each other together during the sadness and the fear. And it brought forth what really, in many ways, matters to us as individuals. And how much we appreciate what we have here, and a day of reflection. That's what today really is, as I upload, record this podcast and upload it. But it's a day of reflection. It's a day that you really can't still in some ways comprehend the number of, firefighters that died, police officers that died. It's really, up until that point, it seems as if you lost, in tragic fires, you might lose, you'd hear about 8 firefighters dying. It was just horrendous. And here we have 343. And it's just unfathomable. And then all the funerals and all the wakes in the country was one big funeral during that period, and how we came back. And now reflecting on that is, yes, that's right. So it's a day, where we reflect and then look back at, as I was saying, these 20 years of war in Afghanistan. And now that has ended, and to ensure that and to honor those that gave their lives over 20 years in battle for this country and for those who perished on 9/11. So in some ways, it's a beautiful sunny day here in upstate New York on the shores of Lake Ontario. But at the same time, it's also a very solemn day. So the weather is exactly the same way it was on 9/11, which is kind of interesting. So we're really, it's a melancholy day playing football, but remembering and all the remembrances that occurred way back 20 years ago. So people who were born 20 years old, remember what it was like to be 20 years old, and you really forget what length of period of time that is. But the wounds are raw and the memories remain on 9/11. And it just really brought forth who the real heroes in our country are, and how much we are so grateful to have them. And here we are in 2021 with the pandemic. And once again, these silent heroes step forward, the nurses and the doctors and the caretakers and those who deliver packages and have got us through a pandemic. And again, these silent heroes, these faceless heroes, everyday life, individuals who don't make millions of dollars and have glamorous cars or whatever material, but individuals who've dedicated their lives to help others. And in time of crisis, there they are, whether they're firefighters tromping up the stairs of the World Trade Center or rescuing people out at the Pentagon or taking down an airplane in Pennsylvania, or if they're individuals in those hospitals while we're suffering with a horrible, horrible disease. The silent heroes, the faceless heroes that we don't realize and are grateful for until we need them. when we come out of the shadows, they come out of nowhere, and they save the rest of us. And in some ways, it's very humbling to think that, the things that I have in life is really only a result of the work of those heroes. You know, my grandfather was a firefighter and a big hero of mine. Just understanding, just thinking of the things that he did as a fireman. You know, going into the buildings and climbing up the ladders and the lives that he saved and the risks that he took. And it's really, I've always been always looked up to firefighters, and because of that, because of my grandfather, but also because of just knowing that, it takes a special individual to run into that building and to save someone. As I looked at the video that was shot on 9/11 by the two brothers who were doing a documentary on a fire department, a firehouse, you see those firefighters, there they are in the lobby of the tower going up those stairs, and there's only one way they're going up, and you can see it in their faces. They're going up and they don't know, but that's what they do. That's what they do, and that's what they did. And really just an incredible, incredible time. So here we are in, early September. Today's marking that tragic event, the ending of the war in Afghanistan, the longest war, and a country that's so divided, but yet hopefully today united in our remembrance of those that did pass, were killed, or died trying to save individuals on 9/11. It's really that kind of day, excuse me. But I as you look around and you see people flying flags, and you see people cutting their grass, or people getting on the bus or taking a train, or rescuing people during the recent floods in the Northeast, and then the great hurricane that went up the whole coast, there is an opportunity for us to come together. There is an opportunity for us to be together and to unify ourselves. And I just hope that someday that happens, and it doesn't take a tragedy to make that happen. It doesn't take a tragedy to have us come together as one nation or individuals, and put some of the differences aside, and realize that we're all in this together, and we can have different point of views, you can have different perspectives, you can have different values and different interests, but at the end of the day, we're all here together. And I think, a day like today makes that kind of apparent. So it's really a reflection for me, on my podcast here as I ramble along, but it's really just a reflection to say that, there's not anything I would specifically want to say in a day like today, except remembering those that have lost their lives. So sorry for those that have lost loved ones, and the children who didn't have the chance to see their parents, and thanking those heroes who, in all the locations, gave their lives so that we can have a life today. And those are the rescue workers on 9/11, in the Pentagon, staff workers who saved each other. Those are the workers in New York City, the firefighters and the police and the transit and the authorities and the emergency and fellow office workers. And those are the same at the Pentagon, the soldiers and the fellow workers there, and the rescue workers who saved many lives there, and those on the airplane who gave their lives so that one more attack didn't occur. I'm hearing Jungle Jim. He's going to play that song for us. So he's getting us out of here. This is Tim Marr. This is Failing Up. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.